Taking a stand. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Russian forces blew up a gas pipeline in Ukraine's second largest city, but Russia is still facing a strong resistance.
Russian troops are trying to advance on the city. They sent in these forces to scope out how much resistance they would get and also really understand the firepower of the Ukrainian army inside the city. It's a different battlefield. We've seen the mayor, Mayor Klitschko, and the president, Zelensky, basically say they're going to stay and they're going to fight. And we've seen a similar sentiment from civilians here who are some going underground amid these Russian bombing campaigns and some going to the police station like the one behind me, lining up and trying to get as many weapons as they can.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The U.S. and European leaders put sanctions on Russia's financial sectors. The Biden administration also announced an additional $350 million of military assistance to Ukraine.
Beyond weapons, Ukrainians, though, are pushing really hard for the U.S. and NATO to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Right now, it's very unlikely that allies will establish a no-fly zone because that would mean that the West would have to pledge to shoot down Russian planes, and that would be seen as an escalation.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Former President Donald Trump spoke about Russia's Vladimir Putin and criticized the Biden administration.
The problem is not that Putin is smart, which of course he's smart, but the real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
Trump was the headliner at Saturday's CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a suspected missile into the sea off its eastern coast. Japan's defense ministry says it was possibly a ballistic missile. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Most Americans live in places where healthy people can now safely take a break from wearing masks.
The CDC relaxing its mask recommendations for most of the country as it focuses less on COVID case numbers and more on cases of severe illness and hospital capacity. CDC Director Dr. Walensky.
As the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our efforts toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
Under the new guidance, which applies to schools as well, communities in green or yellow, meaning low or moderate COVID activity, can use their own discretion when it comes to mask wearing. That's currently about 70% of the U.S. population. In Atlanta, Charles Watson, Fox News.
Hong Kong is seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases due to the Omicron variant. The country went nearly 3 months without a single locally spread case, but now hospitals are seeing a dramatic increase. A federal judge ruled that Asian Americans were illegally discriminated against by a Virginia school system.
U.S. District Judge Claude Hilton Friday ruled that impermissible racial balancing was at the core of the plan to overhaul admissions to Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. The Fairfax County School Board last year revamped the admissions process, scrapping a standardized test in favor of a system that set aside equal numbers of Thomas Jefferson slots at each of the county's middle schools. The judge said the discussion of admissions changes was infected with talk of racial balancing from its inception. The school routinely ranks as one of the best in the country. Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Afghan students returned to Kabul University for the first time since the Taliban took over the country in August. There are new restrictions, including gender segregation and Islamic dress. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.